Welcome to the May edition of What Comes Naturally with Ranger Jim. It's another session from Paxton Pits Nature Reserve, and it's raining. You may be able to hear the pitter-patter of the rain in the background. Also in the background, you can hear the blackbirds singing, which a lot of people think is the best song you can hear. They do have a lovely song, and they like to sing when it's raining, like it is now. The other bird that you'll hear in the garden at this time of year is your garden nightingale, the song thrush. You recognise the song thrush's song because it repeats all the time. Cheer up, cheer up, cheer up. Here we go, here we go, here we go, that sort of thing. But the thrush we're looking for tonight is a nightingale. It's been a terrible year for nightingales. They should have arrived the first week in April. The earliest date we've had was the 4th of April, and that's happened twice to us. This year, they didn't arrive for well over a week after that, nearly 10 days afterwards. And that was only just one, the first one. And it sang its heart out for days and days and days. Lots of photographers came and photographed it. It was a ringed bird, but it disappeared. I don't know what's happened to it. It may have moved, it may have died, or it just may have not found a mate and just packed up. We just don't know what happened. And so it went on, really. A very slow spring. We had frost. We've had, it's just been an awful spring. And lots of the other migrants arrived, but late. But the nightingales just didn't seem to turn up. We now have 15 dots on our map, maybe 16 dots on our map of the reserve. That includes the quarry as well. They represent the places where we've heard nightingales sing, or a nightingale sing, maybe only once. So there's all those territories there. But actually, if I went out tonight, I couldn't even promise to find you one. I know where there are four within easy reach of the visitor centre, but there should be a lot more than that. When I first arrived at Paxton Pits, we had a maximum of 30 singing males. That was if all the territories that we heard them in were actually occupied right through the season. But a minimum of about 28. So 28 was probably the highest we got to. And then we've had a slow decline since then. And this looks like being the worst year for ages. I mean, I think we had 15 last year, but it's a disaster, isn't it? These birds are declining. They're shrinking back in range as well. So most of the nightingales in the UK are in Kent and Sussex, and we're right on the northern edge of the range. There's a site to the north of us that's doing quite well, actually, and that's Custer Hanglands. It's down in a sheltered valley north of Peterborough, well worth a visit, and they have quite a few singing nightingales. But our neighbouring site at Graffenwater, for instance, hasn't done that well so far, maybe seven. And then Minsmere, a very famous site in Suffolk, they've not done very well up till now. Now, last weekend, the swifts arrived in droves, and several other migrants turned up at the same time, and a couple of new nightingales turned up. So there's still time, I suppose, ever the optimist, there's still time, I suppose, for more nightingales to turn up. But really, it's getting very late in the season. How do we know how many we've got? Well, the ideal way of doing a survey of nightingales would be to go out in the night and early in the morning on repeated visits and plop all of them down on a map. And then that would give you some idea of how many territories there are. But of course, you'd really want to count the ones where the birds turned up on more than one visit, preferably three or four visits. And that way you'd be actually a pretty good idea of how many singing males you've got, even though you probably won't have heard the females. Every 10 years or so, there's a national survey, which is really based on just a couple of visits. And that's always given us a fairly good handle, because it's the same system every year, every time it's done, a fairly good handle on what's happening with the numbers. We don't know how many there are, but we do know they're declining. The RSPB this year is quoting 6,000 singing males as being sort of what we should be expecting. But actually, I think it was for many years now, they've been quoting 3,300 or so singing males in the whole country. So that's pretty serious, isn't it? So let's just listen to the song. It's a beautiful, melancholy, minor key song, but it is like a thrush, isn't it? It's got these short phrases, and these bubble, 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 woo, and it's just an incredible song, a very evocative, and especially when all the other birds go quiet and you just hear the nightingale on its own. and he's singing about just above my head height in dense cover. Really impossible to get a view. It's an ash tree, but the leaves are already on it, and there's other bushes growing up into it, so it's really hard to see. That's where he's singing from, but the nest will be deep in the scrub, probably right on the ground, just not far from the path, quite near where he's singing from. It's very hard to find the nest. So these nightingales need somewhere to sing from, but they need dense scrub that goes right the way to the ground. And that might be why they're declining. The RSPB and the British Trust for Ornithology say that deer and changes in woodland management are the big problem, because the deer browse away at the bramble and the ivy and the bushes at about 12 inches off the ground, maybe a bit less, and then the rabbits go in underneath that, and you get this browse line, and you can see right underneath the bushes all the way through to the back. You can see daylight the other side. I call those sort of bushes lollipops, because there's nothing at ground level, just a stalk, and the bush above the deer's head just branching out. So yes, deer, particularly muntjac in this area, are a real problem for scrub. And our main job here is to keep new scrub coming online. You see, scrub's just a transition, isn't it, really, between a field and a wood. If you give it about 14 years on a normal sort of farmer's field with plenty of soil and good sunlight, you've got a wood. But in places like Paxton Pits, you've got no soil really, because it's an old gravel working, and it takes years and years and years for the scrub to develop, and then it stays as scrub for quite a long time. But eventually the jays will pop an acorn in there, or other trees will just seed into that, and eventually it will turn into a wood, and then it's no good for nightingales. It's got to be scrub. We're not going to shoot the deer at Paxton Pits. We are going to fence them out. The deer are not such a big problem on their own. So we've got these things called exclosures. An enclosure is for keeping things in, and exclosures for keeping them out. And it's just a rabbit-proof fence around an area about 10 metres by 10 metres to let the scrub get a good go. But I think there's something else going on. It's not just the change of loss of habitat. These birds are just not coming. I just don't know what the reason is, to be honest. I think if we have a disaster this year and we're not producing any young in Cambridgeshire, these birds don't live very long, so we've lost probably almost a whole generation, just gone. And with the frost and the rain we've just had, and wind, high winds, I don't think there's going to be many butterflies and moths, and not many caterpillars or food for a lot of these birds. The only thing there is a lot of midges. People come from all over Britain to come and hear our nightingales at Paxton Pits. They're a major tourist attraction. So I guess if we only had one, it'd be worth thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds to the local community. In fact, I had a chap from Australia come to hear it the other day. And nightingales have been an attraction for a long time. In the early railway days, they used to run railway excursions out of London just to go and hear nightingales. Well, at least that's what they said, but I think they were trying to sell you houses in what was to become Metroland. One or two birds would overshoot, and one turned up in Derbyshire once, and all the local miners blocked the street because they were out there to hear the nightingale singing in the evening. So let's just listen to him and fade out and say cheerio from Paxton Pits, and the next broadcast will be from somewhere completely different, 200 miles away. I'm not going to tell you where. Good night.